So I grew up in a family, two parents and eight kids. So I had four sisters and three brothers, one that was a year older than me. So there are always people around. And in the neighborhood that I lived in, there were just a lot of kids. There's a school right down the road. So there are always people my age to kind of run around and play with. It was really nice. And then, I went to college and there are people from my hometown that I kind of ran into and I just met people. College is a fun place with everybody your age that's around. And then I joined the military and I had a work group and a friend group that was, pretty active. And I was also married with a kid. So throughout the years, I found that there was always someone to kind of spend time with, hang out with, joke with, laugh with, and connect with. Lately, I discovered that I have forgotten what it feels like to be lonely. Not to be alone, but to be lonely. And when I say lonely, I'm not talking about, not having people around and just being in a room by yourself. But I'm talking about, even though people are around, being able to connect with somebody and to talk to them about things that are either important or things that are trivial, but just being able to connect with someone about your interests. And that's kind of a dangerous thing, because at some point in time, you're going to have to be alone. And it's important to be able to figure out how to cope with that type of feeling, where you may not connect with anybody, where you may not have anybody around. Because if you don't, you risk a deep depression that you may not be able to bounce back from. You risk making fast decisions that can affect you and other people around you negatively. Or even associating with people that you wouldn't normally associate with, because you're lonely. But like I said, I don't know how that feels. And so I don't know how to help someone through it either. Now they say, yeah, you just, hang out and be a friend. But sometimes that's not enough in order to help someone through loneliness. Because you still have to be able to develop a connection. And not everybody easily opens up to you and trusts you enough to say, yes, I can be a friend, I can communicate with this person, I can connect with them. So it takes some work. But I think the work is more worth it than not. Because if you don't work at helping someone through loneliness, then it could be a life-altering experience for both parties, for any party involved. So if you don't know what it's like to be lonely, that's great for you. But it's important to understand that there are some people that live loneliness every day. And sometimes just saying hello or how are you doing is the right step to get someone out of that pattern of loneliness. Something to consider.